I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another sales tip. This month's tip, when your prospect is closing herself, don't interrupt her. I hadn't planned to discuss the trigger-happy salesperson this month, but in addition to being a sales trainer, I also have the final sign-off on procurement decisions at my company. And there was a trigger-happy salesperson moment at my company this month that is a teaching moment for the sale of legal services. Here's what happened. A team member at Sales for Lawyers had been offered an advertising opportunity that looked promising. It was a $15,000 spend. We're a small company, so I spent a few days determining how to ensure a great return on that spend. Then I brought in my graphic design contractor, and we reached out to the advertiser together, requesting specifications for the ad. I explained in the email that the information was needed by the designer who was copied thereon to give me a quote for the design work. Sounds simple enough, yes? The seller made the classic mistake, though. Rather than giving me the information that I requested, she pulled the trigger. She told me to close with her as a condition of receiving the information. That was a big enough mistake by itself. But then she compounded the mistake by pointing to a benefit that I would receive upon closing. The benefit that she alluded to actually was the least attractive feature of the offering to me. She thought I was interested in her list. The fact is, I already have her lead list, at least last year's version of it, and it only cost me $200 to get it. I was interested in spending five figures on her advertising opportunity because I wanted to generate brand awareness with her audience so that when I used the list, they'd know who I was. But when she interrupted me while I was closing myself, I started to worry. How much brand awareness and promotion was I going to get? The circular containing the advertising normally is distributed at a conference. The conference was virtual this year. Would her list actually turn out for a virtual convention? Were they likely to read the circular if they aren't sitting in a room killing time until the next speech? How much interest did they really have in her content? Now, a prospect who was about to pull the trigger no longer knows if the offering has value because the seller interrupted the close. Here's what you should learn from that. If someone is spending money in preparation for doing business with you, that's a buying signal. It's no different than if you're pitching legal services to a company and they inform you that they're going to hire a contractor to serve as a liaison for their legal representation and that they need some information from you to determine the length and scope of the liaison's role. That company is serious. They're trying to determine their total project cost. That's a buying signal. The last thing you want to do is say something like, after you become a client, I'll work with your contractor. And as soon as you close, you'll get access to our online library of documents with templates that you can use for routine matters. You see how you'd be interrupting the close? That buyer may have plenty of canned documents and not value your templates very much. Even though they browse the library after they paid for access, that feature is not driving the purchasing decision. So the first lesson is don't interrupt the close, and the second lesson is don't guess what your prospect values. This month's tip is about not interrupting the close, but I still want you to recognize the second error that this salesperson made because that mistake also would derail a sale. So, to summarize, when your prospect makes a buying signal, you may be tempted to close them right away. Don't, because your role is not to close the prospect. To the contrary, you're just supposed to be present and guide the conversation while the prospect closes herself. So what the advertising seller should have said to me was, okay, great, I'm happy to get those specs over to you. Do you also need access to the lead so that you can prepare to contact them? You see the difference? In this example, she's trying to ascertain what I value rather than imposing her values on me. Now, I would have said, no thanks. We don't need the leads right now. We're focused on designing an ad that should resonate with your general audience, and we need the specs to determine design elements. Then she needed to just send me what I asked for and wait. It's okay to wait for your prospect to do their due diligence, budgeting, and other work necessary to justify the spend you're asking for. So the tip of the month is, don't be trigger happy. Don't try to close the prospect before the prospect is ready. In fact, don't close at all. Let the prospect do the closing. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. That's the tip of the month. Visit our LinkedIn company page if you want weekly sales tips. It's linkedin.com/company/sales4lawyers. Until next time.